Okay, the whole
ear.
And which one is it?
Left ear.
Okay, and which one's this?
Your right ear.
Okay, what's this?
Mouth.
Okay, what's this?
That's your Adam's apple.
Throat. Okay. Have you heard any other names for it? Or called anything else?
Adam's apple, goozle.
Okay, who, what connection would you hear goozle?
I heard from my grandfather.
And would it mean, same thing as throat, or would it mean as
Adam's? It just means Adam's apple.
Just Adam's apple. Okay, what do you go to the dentist have looked at?
Your teeth.
And what's the fleshy part around it called?
Your gums.
And what's this?
That's your hand.
Okay.
Palm.
Okay, and what's this?
Fist.
And what are these?
Two fists.
Okay. And what's this?
Your knuckle.
Okay, and it's called something else. It starts with a J.
Joint.
What about this? What's this called?
Your chest.
Okay, and what are these called?
Hands.
And one of them's a
hand.
And what about this?
Your leg.
Okay, and what's this?
Your foot.
And what are both of them called?
Together
they're what? What's more than one foot?
Oh, feet.
Okay, and what is this called?
Your calf.
Okay. And what do you get if you've been, if you're a track star or you've been running on different kinds of surfaces, you get some leg pain, what do you call that?
Shin splints.
Okay. And what if you get down, hunch down, what's that called? Get down on your
hands and knees.
Let's say
hunches.
Okay, now, what's that mean?
To squat.
Okay. And what, if somebody's been sick for a while, you say they look a little what?
Sickly or pale or peaked.
Okay, and that means the same thing as the other two. Which one would you use more often, you think?
I'd probably use peaked.
Okay. What do you say the person who's robust, healthy, and he can lift a lot of weights, you say he's what?
He's stout.
Okay. Any other words for it?
No, not right off.
Okay, what do you say somebody's easy to get along with? What do you call them?
Good nature.
Okay, anything else?
Friendly.
Okay.
Jovial.
What is the opposite of the kind of moves you want on a basketball court? Somebody who does it good, it's really smooth. What's the opposite of that?
Very sluggish, very awkward.
Okay. Anything? Okay. Otherwise? Okay. What do you call somebody, if you call somebody a fool, what do you mean by that?
Not very intelligent. Can be taken easily, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Does things that you don't approve of that are so erratic that you think they're making bad decisions.
Mm-hmm. What's somebody who's tight with their money called? Somebody doesn't spend money much.
Yeah, call them tightwad or miser.
Okay. Have you heard somebody calling somebody common, what would that mean?
Mean a very low grade person.
Would it
average, below average.
If you were calling a girl common, what would that mean?
Probably have a little sexual connotations there, being that probably promiscuous.
Okay.
Not have good health habits too.
Okay. Kind of unclean a little
right.
bit. If an old man is still strong when he's like 80 years old, what do you say to him? He's very what? You'd say he's still quite
manly.
Okay, and if you're trying to emphasize that he's getting around real well.
Oh, spry.
Okay, any other words? Would that be it?
That'd be it.
What if you say, if the children are out later than usual, and you say, I don't suppose there's anything wrong, but I can't help feeling a little
worried.
Okay, and what's if you say, well, it doesn't bother me sometimes, but if what you say, you know, it makes me kind of
uneasy.
Okay. I don't want to go upstairs in the dark. What?
I'm afraid of the dark.
Okay. Would you have any other way of saying
I'm scared of the dark.
Okay. If you're going to say that she is scared now, but she didn't, what? She
wasn't scared yesterday.
Okay. If somebody leaves a lot of money on the table and the door unlocked, you say he's mighty what?
Foolish.
Okay.